रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पतये नमः. अयोध्या कांड चैप्टर नंबर 103 रामा एंड द सिटिजंस. द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ. Meanwhile, Vasishtha led the royal ladies to where their sons were. They passed by the river Mandakini and beheld the spot where the princess bathed in the river. Kaushalya turned a wan face and streaming eyes to Sumitra and the other women and cried piteously, "This is verily the ford frequented by my darlings who have been driven from the kingdom and have taken refuge here like homeless outcasts. Sumitra, this is the ford where your son comes to fetch water for my son, on whom he waits assiduously. Humble as the service may appear and lowly, I do not think that it in any way lowers your son. The elder brother stands on the same level as the father, and all service rendered to him is but so much filial duty discharged and hence meritorious. This day Bharata will meet Rama and take him back to Ayodhya. This day will see the last of the mean and arduous duties self-imposed by your gently nurtured son." Her eyes rested on the balls of the ingudi oil cakes placed by Rama with a heavy heart on the kusha grass spread towards the south to propitiate the shades of Dasharatha. "Alas," cried she, "behold the offering duly placed by Rama to our Lord, the great soul king of the Ikshvaku line, mighty as God's undisputed ruler over the broad realm, fitted to enjoy every comfort and luxury. Has it come to this that he gets no better food? He whose aid was invoked by the Lord of the Celestials, he whose rule was acknowledged by the sea-girt world, how could he bring himself to partake of this ingudi oil cake, an utter stranger to him when he lived? What greater reproach than to hear the world remark that Rama, the heir to unbounded glory and power and luxury, offered to the manes of his father ingudi oil cake as food? What prevents my heart from shivering to atoms even after I behold this terrible sight? It is true, after all, that the gods find it pleasant what goes to feed their worshippers." Her friends and companions consoled her, and they resumed their course towards the ashrama of Lord Ram. They saw him at a distance, seated on the bare earth like a fallen god, having renounced all luxury and comfort. Grief overcame them and found vent in scalding tears and piteous wails. Their ever dutiful son rose on their approach, advanced to meet them, and reverently laid his head at their feet. They brushed away the dust and earth on his back with their flower-soft fingers. Lakshmana came next and with a heavy heart saluted them everyone and announced himself. They made no difference between Rama and his brother Lakshmana, dowered with all graces. Lastly came Sita, who touched the feet of her mothers-in-law and stood before them with bowed head and tear-stained eyes. Kaushalya embraced her with a fond mother's love and, observing her worn out and sad, cried, "The lovely child of the Videha king, the daughter-in-law of the Emperor Dasharatha, and the dear wife of Ramachandra, I cannot explain to myself why you are doomed to face the dangers and difficulties of a dreary forest life. A lotus flower scorched by the summer heat, a faded lily, a statue of gold caked with dust, the moon behind a cloudy wall. These are nothing beside your woe-begone countenance. The grievous sight consumes my heart like a raging fire." Meanwhile, Rama laid his head at the feet of sage Vasishtha of blazing spiritual radiance, like Indra reverencing Brihaspati, and was asked to take his seat. Ministers, generals, municipal officials, and other noble-minded persons seated themselves as became their rank and position. Bharata sat with reverently clasped hands before his brother, whose refulgent glory was but heightened by the lowly hermit garb, even as Indra in the presence of Brahma. All eyes were turned upon the brothers and all ears were strained to hear the arguments that Bharata would adduce to turn Rama from his purpose. There they sat in the midst of their friends, Rama, the very soul of truth and dharma, the great soul Lakshmana, and Bharata, the perfect embodiment of duty and virtue, like the three fires in the sacrificial hall, surrounded by the priests and the attendants. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Gunavde Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarvabhaumaya Mangalam.